couple clickbait headlines, diving into those headlines so you don't need to waste your time on the click. First of all, the Halloween movie you should watch based on your zodiac sign. I was all in.
Oh,
listen,
okay.
I'm not a huge, like, planetary zodiac sign type of guy.
Person.
Yeah. I still think it's interesting, though. You know.
Okay.
So when I see those sort of things, I just like to compare and say, yeah, all right.
You're just really bored. Let's be honest.
Maybe that's it. All right, wait, what are you? You're a
I'm a Libra.
Libra. You're a Libra. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Not going to watch it. No. I have never once had a desire to see that movie.
Libras can be as over the top and scandalous.
What?
So, Libra,
that
the Rocky Horror Picture Show
at all.
Fits for you. I'm a Virgo. Virgo's best Halloween movie for Virgos is Ghostbusters.
Sure.
But
these are really tame. Where's the Halloween? We'll get there. Okay.
Ghostbusters for Virgos, problem solvers, earth sign, practical, smart, resourceful.
What?
Ghostbusters
and
crew approach.
Are over the top?
Yep. Approach is very Virgoian.
Wow. I feel like you wrote your own.
Wrote my own.
Yeah. That seemed very complimentary.
All right. So like Friday the 13th, that's for Aries. All right. If you're an Aries. High energy intensity, that of a fire sign, all right? If you're a Taurus, Scream is matched perfectly for you. Calm okay. under pressure, right? Very aligned with this earth sign. Hocus Pocus, which was just on our TV over the weekend, for Geminis. That's
okay.
So mischief, witty lines, chaos between siblings. That's kind of like Gemini there. What are you wanting? You're wanting things like Halloween, right? So Halloween, that's for Scorpios.
Okay.
All right.
And why for Scorpios? Are they all psychopaths?
Takes place during Scorpio season for one.
Oh.
Michael Myers embodies the sign's tenacity.
Yes.
He's basically unstoppable.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
He is, yes, we didn't appreciate
that's
these
right.
qualities of
that's
Michael
right.
Myers.
He was tenacious. Yes.
Okay.
Capricorn, the Addams Family. Aquarius, Nightmare Before Christmas. Pisces, Casper.
Well, this is such an odd list. Like
Leo's Halloween Town. Never even heard of that Disney Channel
what
classic.
Is that?
I mean, that's a Disney Channel classic.
And then, who came up with this weird list?
And then Cancer, the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Whoever wrote it was bored too.
Yeah.
100%.
So if you're bored, if I've listed your star sign, then maybe that's a movie for you.
Wow.
Okay, that was great.
You wasted a lot of your life on that.
I
but
did.
Thank you for the production value with the music that really got us in the mood.
Oh, thank you.
For some very strange suggestions for Halloween movies.
All right. Do we have... I think that's it. We don't need to go on.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. We don't need to go on.
Oh,
just,
wow.
Just one
You're not
going
to try to save this bit with something else that's a little bit more valuable?
Four phrases you can use to shut down unsolicited advice.
That feels more practical.
Okay,
that
fine.
That feels more practical. Try one of
these phrases.
Okay.
When someone's offering advice that you never asked for, thanks mm-hmm. for sharing. I'll consider it.
Oh, that is so condescending.
Thanks for sharing. I'll consider it. Or
it is so condescending. That's a condescending pat on the head, isn't it?
Or that's a useful view. I prefer to handle it this way.
Oh, also kind of condescending.
Well, I mean, you could see any of these as that, yes, but this
that's
is showing that
useful view. But
at
I'm
least
not going to do that at all.
Right. It shows you're listening at least, right?
Okay. All right.
I appreciate your input. I already have a plan for how I'll move forward.
Well, who said, but people don't actually talk like that.
Well, okay, but if
that's a written response. That's
if
a good written response.
Yeah, that's for like an email.
Yes.
You send back an email, you're like, yeah, right. I didn't ask for your advice there, but yeah. I appreciate your input. I already have a plan for how I'll move forward.
I appreciate that.
And then, okay. I hear you. If I need more guidance, I'll reach out.
All of these are condescending pats on the head.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
You can use any of those to kind of shut down unsolicited advice.
There. You could just say, oh, that's a good idea. All right, thanks.
Well,
and then you just walk away and you don't really let them know what you're going to do.
All of
you
these,
don't have to tell them what you're going to do.
All of these give a closure. That that still
right,
leaves
that
it open-ended.
That
yours leaves it open-ended where they can still push.
But it's also less pointed and doesn't sound as, like, mean. It's not as condescending, right? If I just say, okay. Thanks, that's a good idea.
And then you just walk away.
You're going to go do what you're going to do.
If I said, thanks for sharing, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
See, that's one of them.
Yes, exactly.
Right. It's the delivery is what Kelly's saying.
Yes.
It's not the words, it's the delivery. Thanks for sharing, I'll consider it.
That first one's open-ended. It's saying, okay, I'll think about that.
That's a useful view.
But the others are like, I'm not doing it.
That's a useful view. I prefer to handle it this way, though.
Exactly.
I appreciate your input. I already have a plan for how I'll move forward. See, it's how you inflect.
Right.
See, it makes you walk away, and you're still like, oh, all right.
They're all condescending pats on the head, most of them. But it's whether they walk away feeling like they tried to help or really dismissed.
I hear you, Kelly. If I need more guidance, I'll just reach out. And that's how we'll close this bit. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.